Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of stories that I think you might be interested in. Michigan's Supreme Court yesterday opened a path to parole eligibility for some people serving mandatory life without parole sentences for decades-old felony murder convictions. In its ruling, Justice Brian Zara, the last Republican rule of law justice, called this ruling nothing more than a veil effort to provide relief to a group of murderers convicted before a 1980 ruling that held prosecutors had to prove malice in order to get a felony murder conviction against the evildoers, end quote, said Zara. Zara also described the majority as, quote, bending over backwards to create a constitutional remedy to correct a perceived wrong. Zara added that the majority is simply rewriting history to afford the defendants relief for the same error that this court plainly considered and long ago rejected. A claim steeped in equity and fairness over a nearly 50-year-old conviction and sentence is a dubious basis upon which to interpret Michigan's Constitution, end quote, said Zara. Well, what was the basis of the opinion? It was an appeal from Edward Lamar Langston, who's now 74 years old. He, back then in 1976, the year I graduated high school, was convicted of felony murder, aiding and abetting an armed robbery in which another man fatally shot the grocery store owner, who was the wife of then South Haven City Council member. Langston was sentenced to the mandatory punishment of life without the chance of parole, which he and his attorney argued was cruel and unusual punishment. in the justice's opinion by Justice Kyra Bolden. The court held that the defendants convicted of felony murder before the 1980 People versus Aaron ruling can challenge their life without parole sentence if they can show the jury was not instructed on malice, as was defined in the 1980 case of People versus Aaron. The Aaron ruling redefined the mental state required to prove felony murder by requiring proof of intent to kill. Intent to cause great bodily harm or wanting willful disregard for conduct that caused death. We'll continue with this story on the other side. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry. And can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing with this Michigan Supreme Court ruling, which opened the door for older prison inmates to appeal their life without parole sentences. when convicted of felony murder before 1980. This particular case, a gentleman was with another person committing an armed robbery of a store, grocery store. Well, the other man that he was with shot the grocery store owner. She died, and the accomplice, Edwin Langton, he was convicted. However, 4 years later, 1980 case, People versus Aaron, in the Michigan Supreme Court, stated that malice, intent, had to be in the person's, according to the prosecutor, in the intent to kill, cause great bodily harm, or wanton and willful disregard for one's conduct that could end up causing death or bodily harm. If the defendant can show there was no malice instruction, then the prosecutor must show beyond a reasonable doubt that a jury would have found the defendant acted with malice. And if it was not proven without possibility of parole, would then have to be deleted from the sentence, which means the defendant would then be immediately eligible for parole consideration. Supreme Court Justice Bolden added, striking the portion of the sentence that barred parole consideration as applied to qualifying to the pre-Aaron offenders requires the least judicial rewriting of the statute. The recent opinion, which does not overturn pre-Aaron convictions, means Langton's case returns to the trial court to allow the prosecution the ability to meet its malice burden. This one particular case, Supreme Court basically reopening it for additional prosecution all these years later. Well, the Chief Justice, Megan Kavanaugh, agreed that Langton's life without parole sentence was unconstitutional. But she did disagree with the majority's holding related to the prosecutor having to prove a jury outcome. Kavanaugh simply wants to change the sentence to life with parole. Well, Brian Zara disagreed. He dissented, holding that the court effectively made the ruling retroactive when the Aaron court specifically announced it would not be retroactive only on cases going forward. Jessica Zimbelman, deputy chief of the state appellate defender's office, said the court's ruling was good, as it was cruel and unusual punishment for people to be sentenced to die in prison when a jury wasn't properly instructed. However, Zimbelman said this two-step process outlined in the opinion does present some legal logistical challenges, as defendants will have to try to obtain transcript from their cases, some of them reaching more than 50 years ago. She also noted the step regarding the prosecutor's efforts could present Sixth Amendment problems, where a penalty is increased based on factual findings not made by a jury. We don't know how many transcripts or documentation of our original trials still even exist, Zimmerman said. Theoretically, what could happen is you have a judge 50 years down the line who didn't try the case, trying to look at it and see if there's enough evidence presented of malice. This is logistically challenging. Justice Kimberly Ann Thomas did not participate in the opinion due to her prior involvement in Langston's case. Oh, that's interesting. Well, here's where all this is coming from. Michigan's felony murder law produces hundreds of life without parole sentences. Nearly five decades after the Michigan Supreme Court dramatically narrowed felony murder liability, Michigan continues to impose mandatory life without parole sentences for the offense, including on accomplices who did not personally kill the victims. Pre-1980, Michigan law said that if a death occurred during any felony, the person or persons involved were guilty of felony murder and thereby sentenced to mandatory life without parole, regardless of whether they killed the victim. Again, 1980 landmark decision, People versus Aaron, the Michigan Supreme Court held that prosecution must prove malice, meaning the defendant acted with the intent to kill or do great bodily harm. Willful disregard for human life, rather than showing only that the defendant intended to commit the underlying felony. So again, this case, Edward Lamar Langston, convicted of felony murder in 1976 for aiding and abetting an armed robbery that resulted in the death of the then South Haven City Councilman's wife during the couple's grocery store robbery. So this is being basically opened back up for additional prosecution research. And honestly, Langston, now 76 years old, I doubt if there's very many of these cases. According to MERS News story, however, potentially looking at hundreds of sentences. So we'll see where this goes and ultimately leads once these rulings are basically put into practice. Got another short story coming out of the political realm. Spoiled ballots. No longer able to spoil your ballot if you voted for somebody who's dropped out of the race. That deadline was this past Friday, July 24th at 5 o'clock. However, if you do have an absentee ballot and you haven't returned it yet, and you've already voted, you've marked it, but you haven't turned it in, you can take your marked ballot to your local township clerk and ask for a replacement. You got this absentee ballot. You marked it, but you've changed your mind. You voted perhaps for somebody who has dropped out. Well, you can absolutely, absolutely still get it replaced. So we will make sure you understand that process. Those are only for ballots that have not yet been turned in. What happened to an eye for an eye? Well, again, according to this story, Jim, this gentleman did not pull the trigger. He may have been the driver, for example, going to drive the getaway vehicle. The perpetrator, the gentleman who actually pulled the trigger, was convicted and still is in prison. This is the accomplice. That's the main argument that they're basing this on. Got another text message. If this gentleman didn't pull the trigger, how did they get a felony conviction of murder? Again, Michigan law. Anybody involved plotting, abiding, helping carry out the crime in which somebody was killed becomes a felony murder conviction on everybody. Again, not just the person who actually pulled the trigger. That's what the argument is. So we'll see where this ends up. Absolutely want to make sure that it was clear on that story. Let's see. Okay, yeah, waiting for it. Let's see. Okay, yes, Officer Rick, that's what I was looking for. He said, Randy, it's called the felony murder rule. Now, Rick, is that a federal statute or is that a state statute? Felony murder rule. Not sure. We'll see if he answers. Yeah, he's typing me right now. It is a state law. Okay, very good. And that was the one why the Michigan Supreme Court held their Aaron versus the People case back in 1980. And now why this one particular gentleman is challenging it and has gone all the way back to the Michigan Supreme Court. The very liberal Michigan Supreme Court, outside of Justice Brian Zara, basically gave the opinion to open it back up and re-look at it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.